Good afternoon po ulit sa ating lahat. Welcome po to the number one region in the entire Philippines because we are region one. Ang Ilocos region po has a total area of around 1,000 to 2,947 hectares. And it is composed of course, ang ating pong four provinces. We have Ilocos Norte, we have Ilocos Sur, we have the La Union and Pangasinan. And this is composed of 9 cities plus the 116 municipalities. So have you been po in Ilocos Norte? So we know Ilocos Norte, it is famous for our Kapurpurawan rock formation. We have the Bangi and Burgos wind farms. We have the historic sites for ating pong Paway and of course, the beautiful beaches of Pagudpud. Plus, of course, when we talk about Ilocos Sur, it is famous for the historic town of Vigan, ating pong Vigan City. La Union, we have the surfing area in San Juan. You have the Inabel in Bangar. And of course, yung ating pong Bahay na Bato in Luna. Plus, the famous Hundred Islands National Park in Pangasinan. Plus, of course, have you been to Manawag Minor Basilica? So, those are some of the famous na scenic views po dito sa atin in Region 1. So, these are the DNR programs under the conservations of our protected areas. We have advancing ecotourism in the PAs. We actually have, in Region 1, we have 15 protected areas. And out of that 15, we have two which are considered to be marine protected areas, ang atin pong Hundred Islands National Park and the Agoo de Mortes Protected Landscape and Seascapes. So most of our protected areas are concentrated in Ilocos Sur. So in Ilocos Sur, we have 7 PAs. We only have 4 in Ilocos Norte and 2 each for La Union and Pangasinan. And they have a total area of 33,770.69, which if we are going to account it from the total area of Region 1, it is only 2.61% lang yung established na protected area. And from the 15 PAs, 13 of that PAs already have existing management plan. And for this year, winu-workout po ng division, yung preparation ng general management plan of the ADPLS. So at the end of the year, we will be having 14 out of the 15 protected areas to have a general management plan. So this is the Tanap Watershed Forest Reserve. So we will just have a rundown of pictures, documentations, and some of the important features of these protected areas. So this is located at Burgos, Ilocos Norte. And it has 39, its area is 39.514 and it has a buffer zone of 74.43. So for your information po, ang ating protected areas, meron po tayong tinatawag na strictly protected zone in which there are no activities that are being allowed. And we also have that buffer zone in which there are few activities that are being allowed but they are regulated. So kaya siya tinawag na buffer zone. And some of the special features of the Tanap Watershed Forest Reserves includes second growth forest, we have the presence of the Avis Falls and Rapids, we have the Aba-Aba Caves, and also its proximity to Kapurpurawan Rock Formation. And sabi dyan, it has operational PAMBI. All our protected areas are managed by PAMBI or the Protected Area Management Board. And this is being chaired by the regional director of the DNR. And members are coming from the local the chief executive units of the municipality covered by the PA, plus of course yung ating mga kapitan doon po. And we also have Paway Lake National Park, the famous Paway Lake. And this is also an important migratory bird in Ilocos Norte. So it has an area of 385.6437 hectares. And this is proclaimed by Republic Act 5631 and Presidential Decree 1554. Some of the facilities, you can now have an overnight in the Paway Lake National Park kasi meron na po siyang guest house. So may accommodation na po siya. And it has pavilion, the boardwalk for bird watching, we have the comfort rooms, and of course the admin building. It also has an operational IPAF, or yung tinatawag po natin na Integrated Protected Area Fund, in which nag-operationalize po siya through its fund coming from the user's fees or environmental fees like entrance fee. So meron po siyang pondo to operationalize. And we also have the Metropolitan Ilocos Norte Watershed Forest Reserve, and this is located at Pasukin, Ilocos Norte. So it is proclaimed under Presidential Proclamation Number 333, dated October 18, 1938. Some of the special features of this PA are presence of the pterocarp forest with, of course, the different wild flora and fauna. We also have the Calvario Patapat Natural Park, and meron na rin po dyang presence of different facilities like bird watching tower, meron na po siyang ecolodge, and of course yung ating Pambi Management Office. So this is located, this covers two municipalities, Pagudpud and the municipality of Adam. Another PA, we have the Libunaw Protected Landscape, and this is located na po in Ilocos Norte, particularly Ilocos Sur, particularly in the municipality of Sinaip. So it has an area of around 46.7 hectares, and these are particularly a second growth forest. Another PA in Ilocos Sur, we have the Northern Luzon Heroes Hill National Park, and it covers three municipalities. We have Narvacan, we have Bantay, and Santa. So it has a total area of 4,693 hectares and proclaimed under Presidential Proclamation Number 132. So this is also a second in natural growth forest, and it has a view of our West Philippine Sea. Also, sa atin pong Northern Luzon Heroes Hill, there are already facilities developed. We have the admin building, also has the pavilion, the land, and the landscape garden. Another PA, we have the Bigbiga Spring Protected Landscape, and this is located at the municipality of Narvacan. And this is also second growth forest. And we have also the Lidlida Protected Landscape, found within municipalities of Lidlida and Banayoyo. So it has an area of around 1,157.44 hectares. It's a second growth forest, and there are Mulabi forests found in the area. Another PA in Ilocos Sur, we have the Santa Lucia Protected Landscape, which is located at the municipality of Salcedo. And this is also special feature is that it is a second growth forest. Another is the Tirad Pass National Park, and this is located at the municipalities of Gregorio del Pilar. We have Sigay, Quirino, Cervantes, and Suyo. So it has an area of 6,385. So pine forest, second growth and natural growth, pterocarp forest, and the almasiga trees, yung malaki. Yun po yung mga nakikita natin doon. Another is, we have the Besang Pass Natural Monument Landmark, and this is found at municipality of Cervantes. So some of its features, we have the pine forest and second growth forest. So meron na rin po siyang facilities developed. There's a concrete monument, it has the sheds and also comfort rooms and the Pambi Management Office. For La Union, we only have two. We have the Agoo de Mortis Protected Landscape and Seascape. Meron na rin po siyang facilities. We have the Pambi Management Office built in the area. And of course, the different sheds and cottages. You can see there are fine beaches and mangrove areas. We also have the other one, the Naguilian Watershed Forest Reserve, and it is located at the municipality of Naguilian. For Pangasinan, ito po yung ating Manliluag Spring Protected Landscape, and if you want to have swimming, meron po silang swimming pool, hot spring po ito. And it is found at Mangataram, Pangasinan. And we have the swimming pools. If you want to have overnight, meron po tayong guest house there. You have the pavilion, comfort rooms, and the sheds na pwede po tayong mag-picnic. And we also have the famous Hundred Islands National Park located at the city of Alaminos. So dito naman po, the management is under the city, a local government unit. But of course, with the assistance of the DENR. So some of the special features of the Hundred Islands has Molavi Forest, of course, the Limestone Island. So those are sedimentary rocks made up of ating pong calcium carbonates because di ba rich po siya sa corals, some of the forams, and ating pong mollusks. And of course, we have the coral garden, we have the flying fox and the giant clams that you can found in Hundred Islands. Marami na rin pong ecotourism activities present in the Hundred Islands. You have there the banana boat, you have wall climbing, helmet diving, and zip line. Meron na rin po dyan. And in terms of the status of our PA, 14 po is under initial proclamation and we have already 8 with presidential proclamation. So ano ba yung pag sinabi natin that it is under still initial proclamation? If they are still under initial proclamation, di pa po sila nag-undergo ng 11 steps in order to have declared as presidential proclamation. So once magkaroon po sila ng presidential proclamation, ibig sabihin they that this area had undergone mapping and zoning, meron na po siyang community consultations na ginawa, and there are also general management plan that has been prepared for that particular area. Congressional action has been conducted, so nagkaroon po ng presidential proclamation. So IPAF, meron po sila lahat, and of course, pero in terms of the ecotourism development plan, we only have 5 na meron pong ecotourism development plan and we only have 4 for the business plan. So in terms of the biodiversity conservation programs and studies, DNR po is conducting biodiversity monitoring system. And ito po yung tinatawag nating BMS in which ang CDD po, they usually do within our protected areas, Transect, we have focus group discussions, we have photo documentation and field diary in order to assess po yung biodiversity, the biophysical ng ating protected area. We also have updating of the baseline data on the threatened wildlife species and of course yung assessment po ng ating cave ecosystems. We also have assessment of the inland wetlands in the area, and Asian waterfowl census, which is being conducted during the first quarter of the year. And we also have, we conducted already the biodiversity within the 3 key cities in the region, like the Dagupan City, San Fernando, and Lawag City. And of course, the one of yung major program under the coastal area, we have the SCREM, which is the Sustainable Coral Reef Ecosystem Management Program. And this SCREM program has 4 components. Nandyan po ang vulnerability assessment, protection and rehabilitation of our coral reef, livelihood programs, social mobilization, and strengthening po ng ating marine protected areas. Plus, of course, the conduct of participatory coastal resource assessment, which is in preparation of our, will serve as baseline po ng pag-prepare ng integrated coastal management plan ng mga LGUs. So these are just some of the few of the many species, plant species in Region 1. We also have yan po. And for the mangroves, meron po tayong 15 species. And then we also have for the seagrasses, different species found in the Region 1. Plus, yung ating pong fauna na makikita rin po dito sa region. We also have yan po, yung mga turtles din po. Okay? So for the caves, we have Universe 153 and still counting. Yan po. And out of the 153, 75 na po ang na-assess. And out of the 75, 45 na po ang na-classify. So the classification is based from ating class 1, class 2, and class 3. So for class 1, meron po tayong limited only for exploration, mapping, and photography. For the class 2 caves, we have, it is open for the cavers and guided educational tours. And for the class 3 caves naman, these are utilized for economic purposes like guano extraction and edible birds nest collection. We also have assessments of our wetlands. So any lupa na basa, they are called wetlands. Kaya nga siya tinawag na wetlands. And basically, pero hindi lamang sila basang lupa, but they of course provide livelihood for the community. They provide tourism and leisure and of course for transportation and water provision. Kasi kung wala tayong wetlands, magkakaroon po ng salt intrusion kasi pupunta na yung salt water natin sa ating underground. So, yung potable water na iniinom natin, medyo maalat-alat na. So, that's how important ang ating wetlands. And next, we have here the different wetlands of importance in Region 1 na na-identify. And basically, these around 17 wetlands, they are classified because of their biodiversity importance. They are for food production and of course, water regulation. And for our program on integrated coastal management, ito naman, it is not solely concentrated on the coastal area kasi ang ating ICM is ridge to reef approach na po siya. So all of the CRM plan ng ating mga coastal LGUs, we actually have 53 coastal LGUs in Region 1. They required to upscale the CRM plan into integrated coastal management plan. And this is mandated by the EU 533, which was signed by our former President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo in 2006. So from the 53 coastal LGUs in Region 1, we already have 31 LGUs with prepared ICM plans. And out of the 31, meron na pong anim na approve ng kanilang sangguniang bayan. So may ordinance na po siya. Okay. And for the forestry aspect, we have also the preparation of the forest land use planning, and these are the key steps guided by the FMB Technical Bulletin number 2. So from data and map collection hanggang sa legitimization as approved by the Municipal Development Council for the approval and implementation of the FLUP. We already have 15, starting from 2012, meron na pong 15 LGUs, and these LGUs are the one who signified their intention to prepare yung kaniyang FLUP. So FLUP is a component po ng ating comprehensive land use plan. And as guided by the Executive Order 263, we also have the adoption of the community-based forest management as a national strategy to ensure sustainable development of the country's forest lands. So ang ating pong CBFM, we have the CBFMA agreement, which is being awarded to people's organization, which entitles the forest community to use and develop the forest land and resources for duration of 25 years. Meron po tayo dito the database of the CBFMA issue ones. For the regional office, we already have a total of 138 CBFMA issued. And we also have the CSC or the Certificate of Stewardship Contract. Ang pagkakaiba naman po nito doon sa CBFMA, ito naman ay being awarded to a qualified individual to manage a certain forest land. And of course, we also have yung protection and management po ng ating mga watersheds, which are being monitored by our field offices. So from Ilocos Norte hangang sa Centro Alaminos and Ordaneta. And another major program po na halos bago lang din po, we have the Kids to Forest program. And this is covered by a memorandum of agreement between the DNR and the DepEd, the provincial and the city LGU of La Union. We also have the participation of ating pong state university, the DIMSU, and the NGO called Yakap Kalikasan. So in the K2F, yun pong mga bata, they are being taught about the importance of the forest and serve as earth ambassadors. How did they do it? They conducted school caravan, and with school caravan, the facilitators of the K2F, they actually visited 5 different schools in La Union, and with the audience, as the kids, mga young youth po natin, they taught about the conservation and protection of our forest and forest resources. Afterwards, after the school caravan, they actually had the Akyat Bundok, or the forest exposure. So they had an overnight camping and actual exposure of the kids in the forest and in the forest laboratories of the Don Mariano Marcos State University. Plus, of course, cross visits to some of the important learning areas dito sa La Union. We have the Honeybee Processing Center and the Timber Manufacturing Shop. Plus, of course, a trip to San Fernando Botanical Garden. So from the kids, they choose 5 representatives to attend in the K2F Interregional Children and Forest Summit in Legazpi, Albay. So those kids were brought to Albay, and they actually have this sharing and testimonies on being Earth Ambassadors. So they shared about their experience on how the K2F program changed their lives. And from there, dalawa po sa ating 5 na K2F representatives also attended the Asia Pacific Forestry Week in Clark, Pampanga last February 2016. And because yung ating mga audience, they were inspired by the sharings and testimonials of these kids, marami pong recognitions and awards and interviews and guestings na nangyari. So like, they were awarded in the Pamadayo 2016. They have special guesting in the ABS-CBN Baguio. They were also awarded during the 141st regular session of the Sangguniang Panlalawigan, commending the Region 1 K2F program. And also guestings during the Earth Day 2016 celebration. We have, they were featured in national and local publications, interviews with the PIA's recognition award from the DSWD, and they were invited as resource speakers on forest conservation during the conduct of Earth Day Youth Camp 2016. So from there, we still have these issues and gaps and some challenges that we face as department. So for technical aspect, we have, of course, a need for the pool of scuba divers, as lack pa po tayo doon yung technical expertise natin on how are we going to assess our coral reef. Plus, of course, from that assessment, we need to translate it into a good technical writing, and we still need po yung mga technical writers po na siguro ay katulad nyo po. And because I know magagaling po kayo. And of course, strategic planning approaches and critical thinking, which is to impart really that hindi lamang office work ang 8 to 5, but really is yung passion to conserve and protect the environment. Plus, of course, in terms of yung ecotourism natin, we have the packaging and marketing on ecotourism for business planning, and we also have the functional integration. So we all know that ang DNR po is still on transition stage because of the rationalization plan. And like before, forestry is different po ang division niya with the protected area and coastal, but for the rationalization plan with the new structure, naging functional na po siya. So the forestry section is integrated now. We belong now to one division. Plus, of course, we still need to improve our institutional arrangements with our partners and clients. of course, this is to for the sustainability of the implementation of our management interventions and managerial acumen, which is the specificity and appropriateness of training designs for managerial positions. And actually, it has something to do also with yung ating mga rank and files, yung mga second liners natin, on how are we going to train yung mga susunod po na managers in the DNR. So with that, we look forward for your suggestions and inputs maybe on how can we fill in yung gaps na meron po kami ngayon. Thank you po.